If you commit a crime in Maine, you don't have the money to pay for an attorney. The state will cover the cost. But unlike many other states, which use public defenders, Maine assigns indigent cases to private practice attorneys and pays them an hourly rate. Governor Paul LePage has proposed a change to that system. He's introduced a bill that would create a new type of public defender system in Maine that he says would do a better job and save taxpayer money. Mal Leary has the details.
The governor's bill would set up a new system that would contract with lawyers around Maine to provide indigent legal services, possibly as their full-time job, but not as employees of the state. The bill was drafted by the Office of Policy and Management at the governor's request. Jonathan Labonte is director of the agency.
The governor's often said, if you can find it in the yellow pages, we probably don't need the government doing it. In the case of defense attorneys, there are places in the yellow pages, so why not look at a system where the state can provide a contract model to do that.
The proposal would create one new government position within the Indigent Legal Services Commission. That person, the public defender, would coordinate contracts with attorneys across the state to represent poor Mainers facing possible time in jail. Senator David Burns, a Republican from Whiting, is the co-chairman of the Judiciary Committee and is sponsoring the bill.
We're the only state that isn't looking at something or doing something like this, so maybe it's time we reevaluate it. If we can do the same job or better for less money, I think we need to consider it.
The House co-chairman of the panel, Democrat Barry Hobbins of Saco, says it may be time to take a new approach. But Hobbins, who is an attorney, says he does not want to see the creation of a large bureaucracy of full-time public defenders that would likely be more expensive than the current system.
You can do a creative hybrid system where you don't just hire public defenders. We have a very successful program in Somerset County, which a group of lawyers contracted with the state. And I think that's the approach to take.
The Somerset County contract arrangement involves three attorneys, which allows some flexibility when conflicts arise. Phil Moeller is one of the attorneys holding the Somerset County contract and says, so far, it has worked pretty well.
Each attorney keeps their own database, and when cases get assigned, we need to make sure that we do not have conflicts. And frankly, sometimes there are. That requires one of the other attorneys to take over that case. And very rarely will we end up in a situation where all three attorneys that are in the contract are conflicted out.
When that happens, the Indigent Legal Services Commission assigns the case to another attorney in the area. Moeller says any new system should maintain that flexibility and should also take into account the special circumstances of homicide cases, which are extraordinarily expensive. Megan Maloney, the district attorney for Kennebec and Somerset counties, believes the Somerset model could work in most parts of the state.
We have to have the best possible defense for every indigent defendant in order for our system of justice to work. So we have to carefully evaluate this and make sure that we're picking the best model.
And says Robert Ruffner, while the Somerset County model has won high marks from defense lawyers and prosecutors, the cost and complexity of legal defenses are increasing. Ruffner is a defense attorney and director of the Portland-based Maine Indigent Defense Center.
A case that would have been just reading a police report 5 years ago now involves watching or listening to an hour or two of audio and or videotape. And those are things that will affect, no matter how you structure the delivery, how long it takes to adequately represent someone.
The Maine Indigent Defense Center and the UMaine Law School are planning a forum this fall on the governor's proposal and possible alternatives. The legislature's Judiciary Committee plans a public hearing on the proposal after lawmakers reconvene in January. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.